Jobs in Belleville, along with Apple veteran Rod Holt, the guy Jobs enlisted to design the first power supply for the Apple II, flew to Japan to figure out what to do. They took the bullet train from Tokyo to visit the Alps facility. The engineers there didn't even have a working prototype, just a crude model. Jobs thought it was great, but Belleville was appalled. There was no way, he thought, that Alps could have it ready for the Mac within a year. As they proceeded to visit other Japanese companies, Jobs was on his worst behavior. He wore jeans and sneakers to meetings with Japanese managers in dark suits. When they formally handed him little gifts, as was the custom, he often left them behind, and he never reciprocated with gifts of his own. He would sneer when rows of engineers lined up to greet him, bow, and politely offer their products for inspection. Jobs hated both the devices and the obsequiousness. "What are you showing me this for?" he snapped at one stop. "This is a piece of crap. Anybody could build a better drive than this." Although most of his hosts were appalled, some seemed amused. They had heard tales of his obnoxious style and brash behavior, and now they were getting to see it in full display. The final stop was the Sony factory, located in a drab suburb of Tokyo. To Jobs, it looked messy and inelegant. A lot of the work was done by hand. He hated it. Back at the hotel, Belleville argued for going with the Sony disk drive. It was ready to use. Jobs disagreed. He decided that they would work with Alps to produce their own drive, and he ordered Belleville to cease all work with Sony. Belleville decided it was best to partially ignore Jobs, and he asked a Sony executive to get its disk drive ready for use in the Macintosh. If and when it became clear that Alps could not deliver on time, Apple would switch to Sony. So Sony sent over the engineer who had developed the drive, Hidetoshi Komoto, a Purdue graduate who fortunately possessed a good sense of humor about his clandestine task. Whenever Jobs would come from his corporate office to visit the Mac team's engineers, which was almost every afternoon, they would hurriedly find somewhere for Komoto to hide. At one point, Jobs ran into him at a newsstand in Cupertino and recognized him from the meeting in Japan, but he didn't suspect anything. The closest call was when Jobs came bustling onto the Mac workspace unexpectedly one day, while Komoto was sitting in one of the cubicles. A Mac engineer grabbed him and pointed him to the janitorial closet. "Quick! Hide in this closet! Please! Now!" Komoto looked confused, Hertzfeld recalled, but he jumped up and did as told. He had to stay in the closet for 5 minutes until Jobs left. The Mac engineers apologized. "No problem," he replied. "But American business practices, they are very strange, very strange." Belleville's prediction came true. In May 1983, the folks at Alps admitted it would take them at least 18 more months to get their clone of the Sony drive into production. At a retreat in Pajaro Dunes, Markkula grilled Jobs on what he was going to do. Finally, Belleville interrupted and said that he might have an alternative to the Alps drive ready soon. Jobs looked baffled for just a moment, and then it became clear to him why he'd glimpsed Sony's top disc designer in Cupertino. "You son of a bitch," Jobs said. But it was not in anger. There was a big grin on his face. As soon as he realized what Belleville and the other engineers had done behind his back, said Hertzfeld, Steve swallowed his pride and thanked them for disobeying him and doing the right thing. It was, after all, what he would have done in their situation.